Hey, welcome back on this Monday to the Pat Miller Program. If I say the name Scheller to you, or even Stuart Scheller, you might go, I think I've heard something about a Stuart Scheller. What if I tell you Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, who basically went and, by way of video online, let his heart be known that he felt like some of the military leadership of our country, and some of the political leadership as well, was dropping the ball, primarily on the way we bugged out of Afghanistan. Well, I have the great privilege. I've talked to this gentleman last week on Wednesday or Thursday, trying to tell him I really wanted him on. This is Stuart Scheller, Sr. And people will hear as we talk together here, Stuart, that you are, in fact, actually quite proud of your son.
Of course I am. And I'm humbled at the fact that I think many Americans are quite proud of him. We have received lots of feedback on social media, emails, and texts. You know, he stood up not just for himself and not just for his Marines. He stood up for American values. He is doing what he was taught by not only mom and dad, but by the Marine Corps. He's proud to be a Marine. And he just didn't understand why they would not hold themselves accountable, not admit mistakes from the botched Afghan withdrawal. But, you know, if you haven't heard his story, I'm sure your listeners can Google Lieutenant Colonel Scheller and get caught up.
Absolutely. I go to great lengths to let people know. Part of the reason he's in hot water is because of what some have said was his completely repeated embrace of the word revolution. I noted from one of his attorneys that Scheller never advocated for actual violence. His problem was not, we need to go beat up our superior officers. We need to go talk to them and get them to understand exactly what's going on in our country and what's going on in our military. And I've talked to some people in uniform and a few veterans since you and I talked, Stu, and I will tell you this. There are a lot of them that still wear or wore a uniform, and they look at Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, I think, with a lot more appreciation and embrace than some there on the military court look at him.
Well, I will tell you, his crime was speaking truth to power on social media. For that, they locked him up for 9 days. They've had him on a gag order for weeks, and he is still on a gag order, and that's why I'm speaking to you today and not him. They released pre-trial his medical and mental health records.
Yeah, what was the purpose of that? What was the purpose of that? When I heard that, I'm like, why?
So there's two stories here. One is his call for accountability for the botched Afghan withdrawal. We all know that. And we all know that he's more qualified than you or I to call out the generals for answers.
Yes.
But the second story here is that the toxic culture within the Marine Corps, they don't know how to handle him. And the minute he spoke up on August 26th, The only thing they know how to do is to seek and destroy and try to smear him, to destroy him, to hurt him, and betray him after 17 years of him giving his life
right
to the Marine Corps and Americans and defending our freedom. Because he spoke truth to power, they're effort has been nothing but to try to destroy him. I encourage your listeners to go on our site at istandwithstu.com.
Right.
On there, you can read his statement read in front of the judge at his court martial a week ago. His statement basically describing the treatment that the Marine leaders have done to him in the last 2 months. But while he was in prison, they agreed to a plea deal, and he never tried to shuck his responsibility. For those critics that say he shouldn't have done what he did, you know what? He accepted guilt for every charge. He is the only one that has accepted accountability.
Yeah.
But part of that plea deal was the Secretary of Navy would accept his resignation and give him an honorable discharge or a general discharge under honorable conditions.
Is that a signature by that secretary that you still wait for to this very day?
Yes. He has gone off to Hawaii on a Pacific tour. I'm sure Taiwan wants to talk to him. But meanwhile, he has Stuart waiting. He's still a Marine. He can't leave the Marine Corps until he signs this. And I'm asking Americans to contact the Secretary of Navy. His contact information is on our site. I Stand With Stu, along with the petition. We would ask your folks in Fort Wayne to do that. I tried to tweet your senator, but unfortunately, Big Tech has taken him off.
Yeah, I know.
Twitter,
trust me, our two senators and our congressman from this area are rapid listeners of this program, and so I guarantee you that by 8 o'clock tonight, they will be hearing this again, and I will send them everything that I have. Let me ask you this. One of his attorneys, one of the attorneys for your son, and folks, listen to this. When senior leaders or certain people decide to take certain actions like leaking medical records, like putting somebody in pretrial confinement when there is no risk of flight, there should be consequences. What they did, Stuart, in releasing your son's medical records and some other things pre-trial, if this was a civil trial, the judge would have taken the whole thing and thrown it out of court and probably found the prosecutors in contempt.
The judge, Colonel Hines, was incredibly fair. He admonished the prosecution. He listened to every one of Stuart's four videos and read all of his posts and said, what we had here is a Marine that was angry, that was frustrated, and was in pain. And he told the prosecution that you took things out of context. He said that he expected the Marine Corps to start an investigation on the leaked medical records. He said, I expect that person or those persons responsible should be back in my court-martial court. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that'll happen is yet to be seen. But no, the judge was fair. The judge, in my opinion, beamed to mom and dad as we sat in the front row that he didn't even think Stuart should have probably pled guilty, but that's just the way Stuart is. Stuart is an honest man, and he knew what he did was wrong when he did it, but he saw no other way than to call out.
Well, and it has caused an awful lot of people to be talking about this situation again and looking and saying, did our military leadership do the right thing? I'm going to ask Stuart, if he would, to hang on. We're going to slip away here for just a minute for a quick break, and I want to talk to him some more. We're talking to Stuart Scheller, father of Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. And remember, you can find out more about them at istandwithstu.com, istandwithstu.com. We'll be back with more straight ahead here on the Pat Miller Program on Wobo 1190 AM 107.5 FM. And I'm back right now. Let me get back to the phones real quick. Standing by on the newsmaker line is Stuart Scheller, Sr., father of Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. And again, Stuart, as is our habit, as soon as this interview is over, it'll be put up on my webpage. It'll be at the WoWo Pat Miller Facebook page, and we'll have all the connections and all the phone numbers and all the addresses and all that, so that'll be there. Let me ask you a couple quick questions first, if I can, Stuart. Did you know that your son, the Lieutenant Colonel, did you know that he was going to go public the way he went public before he did it?
Absolutely not. I will tell you, I don't even think his wife knew. He was in fact, if you read his statement on the istandwithstu.com site, he was in his office that Thursday evening, August 26th, when 13 service members were killed.
Yeah.
And he started receiving text messages and photos. And it was, you know, just the trigger at that point in time that he needed. He was literally in his office when he made that first post, August 26th. And so, no one knew. He was an exemplary Marine. And that's another thing that the judge pointed out at the court martial.
Highly decorated.
Highly decorated. He had never seen anybody in his courtroom with that kind of a record, flawless and on a trajectory heading up. But then you know, the minute he spoke up, the minute he challenged, the Marine Corps leadership proceeded to try to crush him. And it's that's why I'm calling out a toxic culture. There is a problem.
Yeah.
There does need to be change. You know, we invest billions in our military, but if these leaders, and I know my son has been through a lot of leadership training as a lieutenant colonel, grade 5, but if this is how they handle a situation like this to try to destroy someone, then they need additional training.
Yeah. Not, I mean, not only are they eating one of their own, but they're eating one of their own who has been exemplary for 17 years.
Correct.
I mean, it's just correct. Amazing. I was reading one of the op-ed pieces.
Here's my point.
Yeah.
Here's what I tell people. If they can do this to a highly decorated grade 5 officer, what would they do to the 19-year-old woman who cried rape and went to her commanding officer and asked for help?
I mean, yeah. Thanks, Stuart. Just take that door and throw that wide open for me. No, but you're right, though. I mean, what makes you think that they would deal with her, honestly, either?
I've had parents come to me and say, my son might want to join, or my daughter might want to join the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
What should I tell them? I had Glenn Beck ask me that a couple weeks ago. What should I tell them? And I tell them they better hear the Lieutenant Colonel Scheller story, and they better go into it eyes wide open. They give up a lot of rights when they go in. They just better be careful.
One of the op-ed pieces I saw said, look, we have nothing wrong with what it was that he said. We do think that his resignation, he probably should have tendered it before he made his video. He said, but let's be honest here. He said, and this particular outlet that I read have some people close to the case, and they said, look, the military brass, the Defense Secretary Austin, Jeremy of the Joint Chiefs, Milley, the head of the U.S. Central Command, McKenzie, were all concerned about the rising tide of discontent in the ranks. Well, that wasn't coming from your son. But because they're so scared of it, that when your son came out with his video, they jailed him immediately and sequestered him. You know, I mean, he's in solitary confinement. They didn't want him talking to anybody.
Well, again, to be clear, here is the only problem I have with the plea deal that Stewart accepted. There was no time limit on it. They still own him for 3 years. They still have him under a gag order. If you were playing for that team, would you release him?
Yeah, I see your point.
And so we're asking Americans to contact Secretary of Navy and say, let's get this dark chapter behind you. You're only giving the black eye to the Marines and the Navy. You're only going to continue to hurt morale until this gets behind us. Because one thing they didn't count on, they didn't count on Mrs. Scheller and me.
Yeah.
We will not stop until he is released.
Listen, everybody, we've got two senators that are conservative Republicans from our state. We've got one, Mike Braun. We've got Todd Young, who himself was a Marine. We have our third district representative, Jim Banks, who's very involved with the military there on Capitol Hill, and he himself served in Afghanistan. Write these people. Write them. And not just some little form letter. Send them 3 or 4 paragraphs. Write them. Go back and listen to this interview. Go in and go to istandwithstu.com. Read his statements and say, if there's anybody who really deserves for us to stand by him, Mr. Senator or Mr. Congressman, surely it's this young man. I wish we had more time, Stu. Let's do this. Let's promise.
You know what, Pat?
Yeah.
Pat, Veterans Day is coming up.
Uh-huh.
If he's not released by then, I'd love to come back to your people and call on all veterans to take a stand.
All you have to do is get a hold of me, Stu, and you can have whatever format on my program you need. We love military. We love veterans here. And we hate it when veterans are mistreated by people in the crowd, and I hate it when they're mistreated by people that are supposed to be standing with them. I need to step away. Listen, I'll call you again this week, Stu, and just make sure that we're all on board, and you've got all my numbers, and I have all of yours, but you'll hear from me here in a day or two, okay?
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it very much. Thank you to your listeners.
Thank you very much.
Podcasts by Federated Media.